Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson, and I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica from a Man's Perspective. And as always, I want to say thank you to the listeners. Thank you for supporting the platform. I greatly appreciate you. Tonight's topic is one of those topics that I said I wouldn't talk about. It pertains to children, but it's before the child has been conceived. And that is, the Supreme Court has voted to overturn the landmark abortion case, Roe versus Wade. So please do me a favor, sit back, relax, and I'll be right back with the question of the night. All right, so we're back with the question of the night. And what it is actually something that has happened, and I formed it into a question. A couple of months ago, an old National Guard buddy of mine told me he was getting ready to have a baby. Now, I've been knowing him 27 years. So, the thing is, he's in his 50s. 51? 51. His girlfriend is 34, something like that. This guy has no kids. So my question of the night is, why in the hell are you having a baby at 50? Now, he has no kids. He's one of those guys who kind of like felt like he wasn't meant to have kids. I mean, he tried and it just didn't happen. And ever since he met the young lady, they've been together a year now, a year and a half. They've been inseparable. So, he know that it's his, you know, and he is having a hard time. He goes from just living life, coming and going as he wants to, you know. Well, he was the butt of the jokes when he went to family gatherings, but because he didn't have a wife or he didn't have kids. And the funny thing was, whenever he would mention, whenever, you know, it was time for everybody to go home, them same people who cracked jokes were like, man, I wish I was, you know, I want to go home to her, with her or these bad-ass kids. So he felt like he dodged that bullet, you know, after hearing so much negativity, you know. And he's one of those guys who look at everything for what it is. He's not judgmental. He's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? He overall just a good cat. And when he was young, he mentioned how his parents instilled in him, if you're going to be fucking having sex, wear a condom. And he said just everywhere he went, the military, on the police force, you know, whenever he did, he had a condom with him. He said, I stayed prepared. And he just happened to run into something that just he was unprepared for. He said because they started out, they was, you know, using the condoms and, you know, but as the relationship grew, they just felt like, okay, I can't have no babies. And he said, you know, she was kind of okay with it, you know, but sometimes women can do certain things to just pull that energy out of you. For any man that's listening to this podcast, if you got a woman who knows how to work what she got, you're going to have that intensity. You're going to have that energy. And you're going to have that certain thing that may make you have a baby. There's one of my children. I knew exactly after I had ejaculated, I knew she was pregnant. And it was crazy because I'm not no fucking female. I don't have female intuition. But the fact that at that moment, I know a child was getting ready to be conceived, and I didn't move. I laid in it. Not because I wanted to have a baby, because that I didn't want to with this particular person. But I just knew, like, you know what? What you getting up for? It's in and there. You know? And sure enough, months later, I found out she was pregnant. So, for him to have experienced this at 50 years old, that's a hell of a way to, you know, arrive at the halfway mark of 100. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you turn 50, for me, it's always been whenever I turned 20, 30, 40, or 50, it felt like a special occasion. So when you turn 50, even though you may acknowledge that it's special, it means something, especially for a black man. A black man without kids that hadn't been married, who is, who has his own place, has a condo, travel, his passport stamped with different places he's been, plus he's been in the military, so he's seen different places. You know, he got well over 100,000 plus in investments saved up, military stocks. So, I mean, he's a catch. And at 50 years old, I'm not gonna put that on her. I'm not gonna, because it takes two to tangle. But there was enough in her, and there was enough in him for them to come together and have a baby. God felt like it was that time. Bruh, you're 50 years old. I'm about to give you a baby. You can run, but you can't hide. And we sitting and we talking about this, and I'm just hearing his frustrations. He's upset. He's happy. But at 50, do you know in 20 years, he's going to be 70? And that even at 50 years old, my motor doesn't crank like it used to. It takes me a minute to move around. It takes me a minute to gather my thoughts, to understand what's going on, what's my next move. Not to roll out the bed and fall on the floor. But it's like, it's a different ball game once you hit that 50 milestone. That energy is not the same. I mean, really, life expectancy for a male is what? 77 years. And there's a pretty good chance. I love my homeboy. But there's a pretty good chance he might not see 77. Even though he's healthy. He's healthier than I am. I mean, he runs. He takes care of himself. And he, you know. I mean, I take care of myself. But he takes care of himself times 10. I mean, he still has a fucking, you can still see his abdomen muscles. You can barely see mine. But, so anything is possible. But the bottom line, that kid is coming. He has to prepare himself. He has to change his whole outlook on being a single man and not having kids to having a family. That's if him and old girl stay together, because they good. But he said they have their moments, because he's still dealing with the fact that he's getting ready to have a baby, and she's calling the baby the miracle baby. He's like, yo, don't call it no miracle baby. This happened, and we're going to deal with it day by day. But she's ecstatic. She's loving life. She knows that she got a good man, someone who's seasoned, someone who ain't going to be in the streets, someone who's going to help her raise that baby, someone who's not going to give her a whole bunch of excuses why he ain't got no money for no Pampers, for no milk. She good. Also, she's a teacher. So she got a steady job. She works, she does some online shit, you know, as a sideline gig. So she's good. They're going to be good. Now, how good he's going to be, you know, as that child grows. Because he has to get up. He has to change diapers. He has to get milk. He has to walk around with the baby when the baby is crying, trying to figure out, why is the baby crying? Because when you're young, you can deal with it to a degree. When you're older and your mind is a little bit slower, when at 10 o'clock at night you go to bed, but when you're having a baby at 50, you up 10 o'clock at night walking around with a baby trying to get him to go to sleep. That can be a problem for someone who's not used to, for someone who's been living a certain life of 51 years. Everything changes. No traveling. You go from not having debt to like, you may have a little debt. You may have to, you go from living in a condo with no debt to like, child is going to get bigger. The woman's going to need more room. You're going to need more room. So you go from a condo to a home. And even though he has money, I don't think he's going to buy a home right out. So if he mortgage a home, guess what? He got debt. He got major debt at 51. Well, not debt. He has bills. He has more bills than he had when he was in that condo. The good thing about having the condo is paid. So that's passive income if he decides to rent it out. More than likely, that's what you're going to do. So, I mean, there's some good, and there's some stuff that has made him question, what the fuck? Why the hell I'm having a baby at 50? I'm like, God damn, boy. You strong like that? I'm like, shit. Ain't no way somebody can come and tell me. My girl couldn't tell me I'm pregnant. Okay, first of all, where's that weed you smoking? Because I need a hit. For you to think that you're pregnant with my baby at 50-some years old, that's some good-ass weed. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not gonna understand what the fuck she's talking about. Are you serious? You having a baby and shit, I'm about to put on diapers in the field? In about, what, 8-9 years, I might be having some Depends. The pull-up kind, you know. But no, hell no, shit no, fuck no, there's no fucking way I can have a baby at 50. Even if I have kids, I have healthy kids, I thank the Lord every day for my children. Everybody's doing okay. They got their little whatever, but everybody for the most part is good, and they was raised by good parents. More so than moms than me. But, you know, I mean, I help. I contribute shit. I did my part. They may not feel like it, but shit, they didn't say it when they were getting my money. So, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, that's for another story, you know. But, honestly, to even think about wanting to have a baby makes me cringe. I'm not saying I want... shit, hell no. I do not want to have a baby at 50-something years old. No. No. I ain't packing like that anymore. The bullets are like rubber bullets now. I ain't got no more hollow points. I got rubber bullets. I'm just gonna bounce off me and bounce back. You know what I mean? So, but back to my, you know, my homeboy, man. Because I asked him, I said, man, you know, this is juicy, man. You know I gotta talk about it. He said, yeah, I told you to talk about it. I said, okay. You know. And I hope he's okay with it, you know. But for any man that's listening, if you don't have children, just accept the fact that you didn't have children. Because at 50, man, and you're talking about raising kids, fatherhood might not be a great idea. Because not only do you go through all those things I mentioned earlier, you got to deal with health risk. that's normally associated with older fathers. Because studies shows that, you know, some fathers, you know, pass their abnormalities, you know, shit that's going on to them, to the kid. Autism, schizophrenia, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes. So all that factors into the decision or to the mindset of having a child at 50. And if you got a young tenderoni, a young thing that's putting that thing up on you, say, look here, girl. Let me tell you something now. You fucking me good. But we ain't have no baby. Ooh, women whose biological clock is ticking, or who don't have no kids, or who keep bringing up they want to have kids, you might want to think about that. You might want to do an exit stage left. Because if they should get pregnant, guess what? They gonna have that baby. With you or without you. And additionally, older fathers may be less financially able to take care of the kids. That's if you haven't, you know, taken care of yourself and have a retirement plan or have put money aside. If you're struggling, if you're working payday to payday, hell no. Don't do it. But if you love that person, if you feel like, hey, this is my moment, the best of luck to you. And to my friend, I'm here for you. If you need anything, I can send you some diapers. I can give you some advice. Might even watch a little crumb snatching, you know. But best of luck. And I support you, brother. And on that note, I'll be right back with the topic of the night. So we're back. And like I said, tonight's topic is Supreme Court has voted to overturn landmark abortion case Roe versus Wade. As you know, I don't like talking about children, and like I said before, this is before the child is conceived. So I'm gonna make I'm just gonna talk about this because it doesn't actually involve children, you know, that's here and now. When it comes to abortion, I feel very on the fence about it. Well, first let me say, nobody has the right to tell anybody, any woman, what to do with her body. Nobody. And this goes for any politician, anybody in government. No. That should be that person's choice that's going through that situation, because every situation is different. You have people, you have women who are raped and are confused about having a child, even though they went through that terrible, horrific experience. They still may think, or they still may feel like that baby should be born. That's difficult. And what if that person, what if that woman gets to a point like, you know what, I can't do it. So you're going to tell me that she has to suffer and look at that baby and possibly hate that baby because the baby's father is a rapist and gave her a child by taking what belongs to her? That's bullshit. That ain't nothing but fucking bullshit. Because it's funny how motherfuckers try to tell you what you can do and what you can't do, but will not let you tell them what they can't do and what they can do. The same people who try to impose themselves on you and tell you this law needs to be passed will not let you handle them the same fucking way. It's amazing how older white people, or people who want to be white, or people who who are selfish or who are fucking so backwards feel like they can dictate what you should do with your body. The fuck out of here. On Monday, the Supreme Court announced that it had plans to overturn the landmark abortion case Roe versus Wade. This decision effectively ended any legal protection for abortion nationwide and could have significant implications for women's reproductive rights. The ruling was a 5-3 majority decision, with the conservative justice in the majority. The decision comes as a shock to many, as the Roe decision was established in 1973 and affirmed in 1992 by the highest court in the land. The votes were cast along party lines, with 5 conservative justices voting to overturn Roe and 4 liberal justices dissenting. This is a major victory for anti-abortion activists who have been working for decades to overturn Roe. It's also a major setback for supporters of the abortion rights, who fear that this will lead to a nationwide crackdown on abortions. This is one of them subjects, man, that just fucking... Even though I'm not a woman, I feel for the women who don't want to be told if they can have an abortion or not. And understand this, man. The theory is, there's so many theories when it comes to this case. Because having a baby is actually a business. A lot of people think that it's just, you know, having a beautiful little baby, and everything's going to be all right. You're going to raise him and, you know, teach him right from wrong and watch him grow old and have kids. And yeah, some of that's going to happen. But what if the mom and the dad don't stay together? What if the mom becomes a single parent, has to move out into a trailer home or move in with family? And now she has to raise that child by herself. And then the system starts to help her. What I mean by the system helping her, child support. Don't get me wrong, child support is needed, but it's also a fucking, it's highway robbery. A lot of women don't see that. And I understand that. But I respect the women who do understand that men do have to live themselves. So I don't need all your money. I don't need the money that you need to take care of your house or to take care of your family just because we didn't work out. Why should I be negative towards your family? You still have to take care of that family. You still have to take care of yourself. But we can still work as co-parents to take care of this child. So yes, this whole trying to overturn this situation is about money. Because having babies are a business. Child support. Adoption agencies. Because if the kid don't have nowhere to go, you gotta have adoption agency centers, which generate money. Or if the child does go with somebody, guess what? The person who's taking care of that child gets money. It's all a business. Then if you go further down the scale, on the other end of the scale, there's a certain race that's losing in the race department and reproductive department, white people. Because all these black and brown people that's walking around here, we fucking, you know, we are outgrowing Caucasian people. They see that, fear that, and guess what? We're gonna make it where you can't have an abortion. Have that little white baby. Help the race out. Now, I'm not going to go too far in that because that's on some political shit. That's on some militant shit. And that's on some shit I don't like talking about on this podcast. One thing I think I may talk about on another podcast, but at this point in my life, I'm a man of a certain age, and certain things that I feel like I could talk about and certain things I just need to chill out on. Because it's not going to change. It's been this way before I was born, and it's going to be this way on my way out. So yeah, having a baby is a fucking business to everybody involved. Moms, dad, judges, insurance, hospitals, everybody is getting a piece off of that baby. Everybody getting their little, you know, skrilla money off of the child. So, if we make it where you can't just have abortion when you want to, guess what? We're staying in business. Dollar bill, y'all. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's sad. This is why I didn't want to talk about this, because I get too emotional about a subject that, me being a man, I shouldn't really get emotional about, but because I've seen how things are in this lifetime, that shit bothers me. Now, have I had an abortion? Have I paid for abortion? Yeah. Have I paid for more than one? Yeah. But couldn't do it. I couldn't do it with that person. I couldn't do it with that person. I knew it. In my soul, it wouldn't let me do it. I actually got beat. Damn, I'm admitting to this story. I got beat on that child, on that abortion shit one time. That motherfucker beat me out of $248. Oh my God, that shit still hurt. This was back in 1999, 2000. That shit still hurt 20 some years ago. That shit, when I talk about it, if I see her, it's on. I want my $248 back. Shit. So I feel both ways when it comes to this situation. I'm sorry, man. I'm just thinking about getting beat $240. I hate losing $5. To lose $248 to a motherfucker who wasn't pregnant, who lied and went and partied with my money and went to the mall when the mall was open, she still hurt. Oh, back on the serious note. I'm sorry. I think the Roe and Wade ruling will have a significant impact on women's health by legalizing abortion. Prior to the ruling, women who wanted abortion had to get it themselves illegal, which often resulted in dangerous and unsanitary conditions. The ruling made it safe for women to have abortion in medical settings and gave them control over their own bodies. What is the reaction from pro-choice and pro-life groups? The reaction from pro-choice and pro-life groups, now Roe versus Wade has been overturned, is mixed. Pro-choice groups are concerned that this will lead to overturning other rulings that has made abortion legal, while pro-life groups are hopeful that this will be the beginning of the end of abortion rights in the United States. There's a lot of uncertainties about what will happen next, but both sides are preparing for a long battle. There's a lot of uncertainties about this that will happen next. There's a lot of uncertainties about this. It's unclear how the Supreme Court will rule on future cases related to abortions. Honestly, I just people see it as a major victory. Both sides. Well, no. I'm saying people see it as a major, as the people who want the law passed see it as a major, as a amazing victory. And I just don't. I see where it's controlling people's decisions, telling them what they can do and what they can't do. Life is not that simple. Young ladies have babies who have no sense of direction, who are not prepared to have babies, who have left a baby in a trash can and even done worse things to a child. I'm not going to even mention because as much as I understand having abortions, there's a part of me that just don't get why you give up a child. It's being on that fence thing, man. It's like you understand, but then you don't want it to happen. And I'm one of those people. I don't have issues with making choices or believing in one thing or the other. I can make up my mind and settle on what I feel is right. But this is one of those subjects, and I'm not a woman, that bothers me. Because I've been on both sides of the fence, both sides of the coin. I've helped give up a child. I've convinced someone, hey, you don't want to do this because I'm not going to be there. And I had to deal with that. I had to go through that fact that I told someone not to have a child. I didn't threaten them. I didn't get loud. I didn't make it like a big thing. I just convinced them. Okay. All right. Oh, man. I see why I didn't want to do this fucking story, man. Because it brings up too many feelings. Too many situations that I've experienced and too many things that I had to acknowledge and deal with. A couple of years ago, I reached out to one particular person and I told her I apologize. You know, knowing how bad she wanted to have a child, but me, you know, being Mr. Slick, you know, made it where, okay, look, I'm telling you, I'm at my stage, I'm at my peak. Me helping you take care of a child ain't gonna happen. A lot of women hear that. A lot of men say that shit to women. Some say it verbally, some do it by actions. A man will let you know if he wanna be bothered with you or not when it comes to a child. And don't have to say shit. But the funny thing is, our life can be going well, we thinking we living the best life. We popping bottles, we going on trips, and next thing you know, garnishment that took half your check. And you in HR like, hey, I don't work. Shit, I don't work fucking 100 plus hours. What the hell you mean I only got 248? And I got to give it to somebody because they talking about they need an abortion. Oh! This is like one of the most... This podcast has to be one of the most animated podcasts I'm done. Because normally I'm laid back, chill, will, you know what I'm saying? But just this whole fucking conversation about abortion... and my past, and some guys, I know some guys who done went through worse, who done lost more money, and saw their girl in Miami tricking with some other dude. Not once, not twice, but about 3 or 4 times. Now, I don't want to go too much into his story, but let's just say he wasn't as on top of his game as he should have been. Now, they did have a couple of kids together. They did. They eventually had kids. But she did get them to them. She did get into them pockets. She, I don't even want to. Oh my God! I don't even want to say how much she pulled out his pockets. But let's just say they okay now. You know, I don't know if they together. I know they, you know, raising them kids. I think they got 3, 4 kids. So it was one of those things. It was a love Jones for him. You know what I'm saying? He loved that spicy Puerto Rican, that Latina. So she put that shit on his mind. God damn. So yeah, women have this thing about, you know, they can convince you to do things you don't want to do. Can make you give up 240. I'm sorry. Let me stop. Seriously, I'm gonna stop with $248. I will never bring up $248 no more. It's out my system. Okay. I'm anyway, this is a serious situation with this case. And moving forward, it's just gonna get worse. Because some people, even though, you know, if when it comes down and if it's a law, some people not going to buy. Some women not going to buy by that law. You, God forbid, it be women or young ladies who take matters into their own hands. Just the thought of that is not, it's not good. Oh man, I think I'm gonna kill this. I think I'm gonna shut this down as far as talking about this subject, because it's not one of my favorite subjects. But it's a topic that's happening, and even though a lot of people don't care for it, it needs to be, you know, talked about. You know, and like I said, I don't do subjects about kids, but because a child hasn't been conceived yet, I just felt like I could talk about it, handle it. And for the most part, I did a pretty good job. I talked about it without, you know, really getting too animated. But when I, you know, think about that certain amount that I'm not going to mention, you know, I got a little into my feelings, you know. And that was one of the reasons why I didn't want to do it. Because to me, I felt like I had got to a point where I could say what happened and not get all bent out of shape. But it's just a thought. It's just how much that look I saw on the face when she said she didn't want to have the baby and was a baby and, you know, she had to pay rent and, you know, she's going to get my money back. I mean, I just got caught up in that because I didn't want her to have, she wasn't ugly. She wasn't, the body was banging, but it was that fucking, that mouth and that attitude. At that time, it was worth $248. If she had told me she needed $500, I was going to get that $500. I'd have been mad. You think I'm mad about $248? Damn, I'm mentioning it again. You think I'm mad about $248? I'd have been mad about that $548 or $740, whatever, because I didn't want to have a child. It wasn't right. It no. Anyway, enough about that. I'm gonna go ahead and stop talking about it, because if I keep talking about it, I'm gonna keep bringing up the same shit. And my goal was to talk about the case Roe versus Wade. And hopefully on the next podcast I can redeem myself. This one right here probably went a little left. You know what I'm saying? Not my intentions, but I just got caught up in the moment. So, if you enjoyed the podcast, please continue to listen, like, share, subscribe, let your peoples know. question of the night. If you liked it, please, you know, share it. Continue to listen. Wednesday, Saturday nights. Normally around, I try to get it done before 12 a.m. Be going into the next day. You know what I'm saying? So I'll definitely post. The latest I'm going to post it will be around 11:15, 11:20 or something like that. But I'm, you know, pretty good on trying to get the podcast out, you know, that night after I record. Also, Miss Mia, thank you for the generous donation. Man, I appreciate you. It just seemed like donations sound like Umar Johnson. It's like I said, I'm not about getting paid and all like that, but I appreciate the fact that people think well enough of what I do to send me a couple of dollars. I greatly appreciate that. The book, still working on it. Man, I done added a couple of chapters, took some shit out, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, can't get right with this book, man. It's like, and then my cover, when the person did it, it was perfect, but they left a name on, and my computer went out. So with my new computer, I don't have that email to contact them person, to contact that person to redo the graphics. So I'm learning. I'm teaching myself how to erase that mistake or to fix the mistake. So because the cover is banging, some people done seen it, some people have not, but it's appropriate for the book. And the podcast wasn't going to be He Speaks Erotic. It was going to be He Speaks Sex. But you know, when I was doing my research on domain names or, you know, business names, Erotica was available and Sex wasn't, you know. So I figured if I was going to do a book about He Speaks Erotica, why not make a podcast about Erotica? Because someone hit me up a couple of weeks ago and was like, well, you don't talk about Erotica that much. You talk about more experience and situations. Talk about, you know, you having sex with people. I'm like, okay, I've done it about 5 or 6 times, but that's not the premise of this podcast. But, you know, I guess next podcast or next couple of podcasts, I might have to tell a story. Well, shit, the fucking $248 is the story for a while. You know what I'm saying? That's you know, I didn't have to go into details about how she got pregnant. Just know that she got pregnant, and guess what? She hit my ass up with $248. Anyway, man, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for supporting this podcast. Thank you for... Oh, my God. When I say people are listening, people are listening. Because the numbers jump, like, in a couple of days. Like, maybe one or two, you know, people listen. And next thing you know, I think I had like 19 listeners. I'm like, wow. And it's across the 100 plus podcast episodes that I have. So, and the crazy thing is people in different countries. Greece, fucking Canada. Oh my God, what's the other one? I can't think of the other one, but I think it's about 6 different countries. But people are listening to my podcast. It still blows my mind. So that's why I say thank you all the time, man. Because there's people who don't know me who support me. So I appreciate that. But man, y'all take care of yourselves. And thank you for the love. Thank you for listening. And I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.